Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 185. 185 episodes, 15 shy of 200, all because of you, the listener and supporter. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you are at, thank you for tuning in to the show. The show becomes more popular because of you, plain and simple. So thank you once again. Special thanks to all those brave men and women out there working in the criminal justice field, especially first responders. Thank you for what you do. You have much support in this very difficult environment. So keep up the fantastic work. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show. You know, folks, like I've said before, we all need help at certain points in our life. We all need a little nudge, a little push in the right direction. That's where Kim Ades and her amazing team at Frame of Mind Coaching can help you. They can get you back on the right track, both professionally and personally. Onto the show. We always hear about resilience, how to become more resilient. But what does resilience mean? Resilience is the capacity to cope with stress and adversity. It comes from believing in yourself and at the same time in something bigger than yourself. Folks, it's human nature to resist change. We all know that. We're creatures of habit, particularly when it comes in the form of adversity or challenges. But remember this, change is inevitable. You can go kicking and screaming, or you can go along with it. And developing the trait of resilience helps us not only survive change, but also learn, grow, and thrive in it. Resilience is not a trait that people are born with. It involves behaviors, thoughts, and actions that can be learned and developed in anyone. I'm going to talk about 10 ways to develop your resilience so you're ready when you need your strength the most. Number one, don't try to solve your problems with the same thinking that created them. What is the definition of insanity? Doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different result, right? Resilient people do not make the same mistakes again and again. They're willing to be honest about why they failed, and they take time to think about what didn't work. Very important. So many people, myself included sometimes, we do the same thing expecting a different result. It's never going to change. Number two, master your emotions before they manage you. Resilient people have a positive outlook. They remind themselves that much of what they are facing is temporary and that they've overcome setbacks before and can do it again. Resilient people focus on what they can learn from the experience. Number three, stay tough. Resilient people face their fears and have an adaptive attitude that lets them focus on possibilities even in the worst of times. The tougher the situation, the tougher they become. Number four, keep growing. Life does not get easier or more forgiving. Some kids, young people, need to realize this. We get stronger and more resilient. Resilient people are constantly becoming braver and more courageous. They know that life is not what happens to us, but what happens within us. Number five, stay prepared. Resilient people work on solving a problem rather than let themselves become paralyzed by negativity. They keep planning for the future even when things aren't working around. Remember negativity, folks. If you send that out to the universe, if you're negative all the time, pessimistic, surround yourself with negative people, how do you expect things to change in your life? They won't. Stay positive. Number six, pick yourself up as many times as it takes. We've talked about this before. You are not going to wake up one day and be super successful. It doesn't work like that. Remember the term fail forward. Resilient people understand that failure is not falling down, but refusing to get up. They have the capacity to adapt successfully and the tenacity to never, ever quit. Number seven, reward the small wins. Resilient people believe in themselves. They work hard and take joy in the small wins that give them strength. Number eight, keep giving. Even in the toughest of times, resilient people find a way to care for others. It's not about you, it's about service to others. Because sometimes being selfless is the best way to discover your own strength. Number 9, build relationships. Resilient people maintain strong and supportive relationships, both personal and professional. As a result, they have caring, supportive people around them in times of crisis. And there's always going to be a crisis, folks. You know that, or you should know that. Number 10, create your own meaning. Resilient people search for meaning. They develop a, quote, personal why that helps them have a clear sense of purpose, which helps them view setbacks from a broader perspective. To make it through the tough times takes resilience. It requires that we pay attention to the complexities of our own experiences, listen to our emotions, and be willing to learn from disappointment and failure, as well as success and motivation. Folks, I hope everybody is well on this Friday. Got a lot of great guests coming up in the very, very near future. So stay tuned. If you head over to cjevolution.com, that's cjevolution.com, check out the website. You can get the latest episodes on the website. You can have them emailed to your inbox. You have them whenever you want to listen to them. And if you check out the website and see that iTunes tab, just go ahead and click that for me if you get a chance. You'll head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. We are not where we're at. We do not continue to grow, folks, once again, without you, the listener. So I hope everybody is having a fantastic day. Once again, thank you for all the brave men and women out there who are protecting us day in and day out. Take care, everybody. We will talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.